Voucher advocates say the problem with the program is capacity. Think of it this way. Picture a concert venue like the Bishop in Bloomington. Maybe 70 people came on this night to hear a folk band play.
Sure. I had 2 tickets for a roll call.
Sure.
There are no seats, just a wide open floor. If you think of the Bishop like Indiana's private school market, the voucher program paying tuition is like the state paying for your ticket to the show. And next year, the state won't limit the number of tickets it buys. You meet the eligibility requirements, you get a ticket.
Do you have tickets already, or are you buying
them? Yeah, we got tickets.
Now, the state may be offering to pay for an unlimited number of tickets, and it only paid for 15,000 last year. The problem? Space is limited. The Bishop, of course, could build a new venue or add on to its existing space, but voucher advocates say the state isn't paying the Bishop enough per ticket to make it feasible for them to expand. In other words, Notre Dame professor John Schoenig says voucher dollars get students in the seats, but aren't enough to pay for more seats.
There's kind of a disincentive for secular private school operators to grow, to come into Indiana.
Schoenig says $4,500 per voucher often falls short of the amount that charter schools receive per child. So even with the additional regulatory burden of being a public school, he says a school operator is much less likely to go private in Indiana.
Either way, we're going to have to raise the money for the bricks and mortar to build the building. But once we get up and running, where's the more solid financial base? It's probably to go charter.
Private school advocates say upping the voucher amount will attract new providers to Indiana and help existing schools keep up with increasing costs of doing business. But IU education policy professor Ashlyn Nelson says it's not clear the incentive will work.
There are any number of reasons why, just because you gave out as many free tickets as you wanted at the Bishop, that you wouldn't see a response on the supply side of the Bishop to try to create additional venues for an event.
By supply side, Nelson means private school operators. And she says the problem is that few private schools open in rural areas because there isn't enough demand. And where there is demand, in cities, Nelson's not convinced those families haven't already enrolled in private schools. Advocates say voucher schools are achieving higher test scores than their public school neighbors. But Nelson questions that and the wisdom of moving kids from school to school.
Mobility in and of itself is bad for children. It results in adverse academic outcomes. This is almost universally the case.
Nelson guesses private school seats won't be running short anytime soon. One 2010 estimate showed nearly 24,000 empty seats in Indiana private schools. Compare that to 9,100 students using vouchers this year.
This is our seventh graders.
You see in here, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, all 10 desks open in this particular.
Yeah, in a high school.
Principal Don Wilson gives a tour of Lighthouse Christian Academy in Bloomington. 22 of the school's 210 students are here with the help of state vouchers. The school has physical space for at least another 50 students, so capacity is not Wilson's biggest concern.
Expanding the numbers of students that are eligible for it would be the thing that would help us.
Wilson says he hoped lawmakers would drop the requirement that students be enrolled in a public school to receive a voucher. He says some families in his school have considered taking a child out for a year so they would qualify. The bill going to the Indiana Senate keeps the attendance requirement, but it does loosen eligibility requirements for select groups, such as special education students or children of veterans. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.